Wasaguchi.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flexing, flexing.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
Welcome. This is a special episode. This is a solo episode. That means Aaron is not on it. It's just me. And I know what you're thinking. Oh no, my favorite two gay dads are fighting. No, we're fine. This is just a spooky, spooky special because it is spooky season. That's right. Curl up next to a fire. Summon some demons, play with a Ouija board. It is what it is. It's scary times. It's the Halloween special. And what is Halloween known for? Scary moments. So I'm going to tell you guys a story about the most scared that I've ever been. Besides when my mom OD'd on crack. Now, to preface this, parental advisory. Like, if you're not a whole ass adult, don't listen to this shit. Like, I don't know why you're letting kids listen to our horrible podcast anyway. I don't even know if kids listen to podcasts. It feels like a very adult thing. Basically, if you're a kid, fuck off for a while. No one wants you here. So let's begin. I was 19 years old. I was living on my own in a studio apartment in Lawton, Oklahoma. I know, super scary. Lawton, Oklahoma's ghetto as fuck, but again, I made it out. I survived. That's not even what's scary. I'm going to tell you guys about the night that I almost lost a testicle, or thought I was going to lose a testicle. This is actually over 2 days. I wake up one morning, and I'm very sore, like in my balls, like super sore. Like, did I get kicked by a horse? I don't know. It fucking hurt. As everyone does, I immediately check my balls, and I'm like, man, these things hurt. I'm just go about my normal day, because that's what a man does. Man shit right there. Problem, fuck it, I'm gonna keep living. I'm definitely not going to the doctor because my balls hurt. That's weird. Get about halfway through my day and I'm realizing they hurt worse, and I'm like, there's only one thing that I know of without a doubt that makes your balls hurt: blue balls. And I'm like, well, I can't really do anything about it because I'm at work. Fuck it. When I get off work, I'll figure it out. I go through my whole work day and I'm just, they're hurting and they're hurting and they're hurting. And I go, this isn't good. So I called the doctor and they're like, hey, yeah. And it's Friday today. We don't have any more appointments available. We'll see you Monday. And I'm like, I will see you Monday, sir. We'll figure out what's going on with my weird testicles because they fucking hurt. I mean, at this point, I'd already masturbated once. So I busted the nut, wasn't blue balls. So I go to sleep that night with my hurt nuts. And I wake up the next morning and they hurt, hurt. Hurt. Like, I cannot get up and walk around. I'm panicking. So I do what everyone does when they panic and their nuts hurt. I immediately started beating off. They were still sore. I finished. Still hurt. I'm like, fuck. Still have that blue ball feeling. So I did what anyone would do after they beat off and still have the blue ball feeling. I beat off a second time. Now, on the second time when I produced the magic sauce, it was discolored. And when I say discolored, I was very concerned. So then I do what anyone would do in that situation when they have discolored ejaculate. I immediately jacked off a third time, discolored. And I know what everyone's thinking is like, holy shit, it's discolored. What is he going to do? This is not good for him. So I did what anyone would do in that moment, and I jacked off for a fourth time. Again, discolored, worse off, and I'm scared because it's a very light brown at this point, and I'm very afraid of what that means. So I call my dad in a panic, and I'm like, hey, Dad, this is what's going on. It hurts. I have a doctor's appointment Monday. He goes, hey, bud, see if you can make it to Monday. And I'm like, that's some sound advice, Dad. So I did what anyone would do at that point, and I beat off for a fifth time that morning. Even my computer at this point is like, you good, bro? Like, we need to, like, what's going on here? Like, you've watched a lot today. Like, it's kind of weird. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm trying. Mid-Saturday afternoon, I'm, like, in physical pain. I can't put pants on. and I started to notice there's a little bit of swelling happening, but only on my left nut. And I'm like, well, this isn't good. Call my dad again. I'm like, hey, bud, not getting any better. And he goes, give it some time. Let's see what happens. Well, 9 p.m. rolls around. I did what anyone would do after they've masturbated 5 times in a morning. I masturbated the 6th time. And for sure, this time it's very discolored. I'm upset. It's just straight brown. I don't know what to do. I've never been in this situation. I'm not an adult. I'm not a doctor. All I know is it hurts. It's not normal looking. It's swelling. It's just getting worse. So guess what? I go to the emergency room and I call my dad. I'm like, hey, dad, I'm headed to the emergency room. And he goes, annoyed at me. He's like, first of all, I'm tired of hearing about my son's testicles. I'm tired of hearing, like, I didn't tell him about all the masturbating. Like, that's on me. You know what I mean? Not literally. I didn't put it on me. Like, I have a towel. There's a whole process. Anyway, I go to the hospital. Here's how you know you're in trouble when you go to the ER. I'm struggling to walk to get in. Like, I'm like shuffling my feet like an old man who has like hip dysplasia. And I get to the curb and I'm like, oh no. So I shuffle sideways until I get onto like the little handicap ramp. And I shuffle up there and I'm like, oh, thank God. I get to the front. I start signing the paperwork. And I turn it in. After I turned in the paperwork, I don't even get back to my seat before they're like, hey, Nigel, you want to come on back? And I'm like, fuck. Now, this ER is crowded. I mean, there's like standing room. There's like no one sitting down. It's all people standing waiting to be seen. They asked me, how swollen is this testicle? And I was like, well, I don't know, about the size of like the palm of my hand. And they were like, come on back. And I was like, oh, that's not good. That's very not good. They're taking me a whole room full of people. And I went back immediately. Panic ensues. Diarrhea in my pants. Like, I'm freaking the fuck out. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's going on. I immediately have to go. They put me in a gown. I sit down in the bed. And I'm freaking out because I'm all by myself. I'm 19 years old. I'm going to lose this testicle. It's over. It's done. It's over with. I'm going to lose it. My dad finally gets there, right as the doctor finally starts to talk to me for the first time. He examines it. He goes, oh shit, that's a real big nut. And I'm like, hey, thanks, doc. I appreciate that. If you know any single ladies, call me. Doing the best I can here. And he goes, okay, yeah. I tell him about the whole masturbating and the color of it all. And I feel like a scientist because he goes, just when you ejaculate, not when you pee. I was like, no, only when I ejaculate is it discolored. When I pee, it's fine. I've noticed because in the mornings my urine's yellow because for whatever reason it is. And then when I peed later in the day, it was not yellow. It was clear and it would still have discoloration. And he goes, well, at least we know it's now just your testicle that's infected, maybe nothing else. And I was like, science, bro. I should be a doctor because I did that on my own. It took me 5 times to figure it out, but I did it on my own. Figured it out, tested my hypothesis. Well, part of that experience was they have to determine what's going on with the testicle. And the only way to do that was with visualization. So I had to show the doctor my testicle. And you're thinking, that's not a big deal. One guy seeing your nut, that's fine. Here's the thing. My dad's in the room. So not only is the doctor seeing my nut, my dad's seeing my nut. And then it gets so much worse. Because there's also, it's a learning hospital at the time. There's all these residents walking around. Everyone, because this is like a crazy case, apparently, all the nurses come in and check it at different times to see it. All the other doctors, the attendees, the residences. I'm basically a fucking walking freak show with a testicle. And I'm scared to death because I'm going to lose this nut. I'm terrified. You don't want to be like the 19-year-old kid without a serious girlfriend who's like a uni nut, a one nut show. I don't even know how you explain that to a girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one? And it gets worse. So, they have to do a sonogram on my testicle. I don't know if anyone here has had a sonogram. Because I hadn't up to this point, because I'm not a pregnant lady. Basically, what they do is they put a very cold jelly on the spot. Because it gives a clear image for the little wand thing. But the wand vibrates. I didn't know that. And here's this young, very attractive nurse buzzing a vibrator wand on my testicle right beside me as I'm dying not to make eye contact because I know the erection's there. I see the erection. I feel it. He goes, number six, we in this bitch. No. I'm doing my best to keep it down. I'm embarrassed. She doesn't give a shit. She's probably like, get a little dick out of here. I ain't trying to deal with this right now. I'm just trying to get a fucking vision with the sonogram. My dad coming back to tell my dad, and I'm just like, hey, Dad, this is all this shit that happened. He goes, this is really embarrassing for you. And I was like, yeah, it is, Dad. I'm glad you're here for that. And he goes, you're going to lose that nut. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm going to lose my testicle. Apparently, the doctor had talked to my dad while I was gone. We're waiting on image results. At this point, it's like 1 in the morning. I had gotten there at 9. We're dealing with all this stuff, and the doctor comes in and goes, hey, if it swells anymore, we're going to have serious problems, so we have to get the swelling down. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds awesome. What are we going to do? He goes, we're going to drain it. And I'm like, well, I've already done that 5 times, doc. I don't think that's going to help, but like, if you want to get down there and give it the college try, that's fine. He goes, no, we're going to like lance it and drain it. And I'm like, that's cool. Because in my mind, I'm like, they're going to put some numbing stuff on it. I'm going to be cool. Well, here's the problem when you have an infection like that and you also have inflammation. There is no local anesthetic they give you because it causes more complications. So they lanced it and drained it with no numbing agents. Ladies and gentlemen, I was hurt. I was down. I was out. That's the most pain I've ever felt other than my first breakup. You can't take that back. You know what I mean? That's real heartbreak. You don't understand heartbreak at that point. Anyway, so I'm going to lose this nut. And I'm still freaking out. They've drained it. 100 people have seen my testicle. My dad's laughing at me at this point because he tried to convince me that they were going to drain my nut directly. And I kept going, no, no, no. They're going to give me like a numbing agent, something like in my butt, in my arm. They're going to give me something. He goes, nah, dude, they already told me. They're just going to take that bitch and just shove a needle in there. And I'm like, no way. That makes no sense. Well, he was fucking right because he talked to the doctor. I'm panicking. I'm freaking out. We get image results back. It turns out I had an infection because my vas deferens at some point decided to put a knot in itself and was no longer circulating and then became inflamed. That was my diagnosis. I go to my primary physician that Monday, and we've done all the stuff. They didn't have to do surgery. They just helped the swelling, gave me a ton of antibiotics. It fixed itself over that time, but like I'm still hurt, I'm still swollen, I still have like bandaging. I'm embarrassed. Everyone's seen my dick and balls in the whole ER. I didn't lose my nut. I kept it. It got up to the size of a bell pepper, roughly, like my whole hand, and everyone can attest to it. I have a large hand, fit around it. And that was it. I couldn't put, like, change next to it. I couldn't, like, hold two things. Like you know, you carry Walmart bags and I can hold, like, 45 Walmart bags. I could just hold myself. Super scary. Didn't lose my nut. The part that really makes this story worse is that when I go to my primary care physician, he was afraid that it might be due to the fact that I might have a prostate cancer issue. Do you know how they check for prostate cancer? They stick a finger in your ass. I'm 19 years old. I just found out I'm going to get to keep my nut, and now they're going to jab a finger in my asshole that Monday. So I've been sexually assaulted all over the board at this point because for medical reasons. Let me tell you how they do the process. First of all, I'm a grown-ass man. I thought you just bent over and they just check your oil. You're good. Get the fuck out of my office. Nah, so much worse. First of all, I'm a grown-ass man, and this tiny Indian dude makes me lay on my side in the fetal position. I hear the squirt bottle of lube, just an industrial amount, just way too fucking much lube. It's just a full fucking press bottle. As he puts his finger in my butt, and I'm like, this is uncomfortable. It immediately felt like I had to pee everywhere. I'm like, oh, this is bad. And he goes, no, you're fine. Pulls his finger out, throws the rag on me, and goes, clean yourself up, and then leaves. And I'm like, I definitely got doo-doo all over this dude's finger. Like, I did not wipe good enough. I didn't know this was happening today. Like, it's the whole thing. And I'm like wiping the 5 pounds of lube between my crack. Again, embarrassed. I hate my life. Everything is going horribly wrong to this point. And then I find out I have to go back every 3 months for 2 years to get re-poked in the ass. To make sure that it's not what he thinks it may be. I think, personally, he just enjoyed poking me in the butt, if I'm being real with you. I think he just had a fetish for it. But again, I got to keep my nut, so it's all good. I'm fine with it. I have two testicles today. I was super scared. I was super sad through a lot of that process. I was really embarrassed. My dad was there for the whole thing, which is even better, because I'm sure that never comes up at Thanksgiving, right? With the family, you don't think about that. You don't think the jokes come up there. If I ever walk in, I'm like, man, I kind of hurt. And you go, it's not your nut, is it? You know what I mean? Like, there's never a good way to go about it ever again. I hear about it. I have to deal with it. It is what it is. It's super embarrassing for me, mostly, the story. I'm sharing it with you guys. I hope your Halloween goes better than that. I hope you're not 19 years old, about to lose a testicle out there. If so, I can relate to you. Keep it trills. Protect your nuts. Don't masturbate 5 times to figure out whether or not it's okay. It's not. If you can't figure out by the second time, it's definitely not. I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed sharing my pain. I hope you enjoyed the special episode. Aaron wants me to tell you guys to stay Gucci. I'm sorry this wasn't funnier, because it was mostly to be scary. Play with Ouija boards. Ghosts aren't real. Good night.